The Mind Aware, 584.
If you're on Facebook, be sure to catch Dana when she's live. Get notifications when Dana is going live at danaupdate.com. When you're connected at danaupdate.com, you're the first to know when Dana is live and you get access to weekly freebies. Just go to danaupdate.com to get notified and you can hang out with Dana live and get fired up together. Even if you can't join her live, when you're registered at danaupdate.com, you get immediate access to the replays. Hanging out with Dana live is brain training at its best, so make sure to get registered at danaupdate.com right now.
Hello, hello, Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. I'm so glad you're here, and I'm so glad we get to hang out. You know, what do you do about those negative people in your life that make you absolutely crazy? Have you ever had that feeling like I could be so positive if it just wasn't for all these other people that I have to be around and that I'm like forced to be around? Well, that's what happened today with today's question. We had somebody from our audience write in, and it's a little bit of a long email, but I think it's going to serve us, so I'm just going to read it. And the email, it says, I've started the path to self-development a few years ago to improve my committed relationship, my health, and my financial situation. I'm progressing slowly, but not the way I'd like to. One of the challenges is my self-esteem that's causing two steps forward, one step back. And the other one is my partner, who is most of the time negative and in a bad mood. Not to blame him, of course, but I'm being influenced by that. The fact that my partner is so negative almost all the time is because of his physical disability that made him not believe in any sort of law of attraction, etc. Even tried to change his mind by referring him to different articles and videos, but so far not a huge success. If I could have anything, I would like to be able to change my husband's physical condition or his attitude. I've referred him to online sources and so on and so forth. So there is especially nothing more frustrating than when you're living with somebody who is in a negative state of mind and it feels like it's affecting you, or maybe it's a family member that you have to see all the time, or maybe you're in a work environment where the other people are negative and it feels like you can't leave. And sometimes it feels like these things are pushing us down or they're coming at us from the outside. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm just going to give you fair warning. You may not like what I have to say. You may not like my answer. So just brace yourself and stay with me until the end. And I think you'll see where this makes sense, what I'm going to say. Because this is something that you can do something about and actually faster than you think. You can make a shift here faster than you think in so many different ways. So let's begin. I want to give you three steps to looking at this or to thinking about this, and I'm going to give you a final tip as well. So the first one is we have to start from the premise of what we know that each and every one of us has inside of our head a reticular activating system. And if we agree that that's true, that this part of the brain, this RAS, this reticular activating system is like a little matchmaker and that it cares about us, our brains care about us, and in fact, the full-time job of the RAS is to stand at attention and support us. It stands at attention all day, every day, supporting us, looking for whatever we're thinking about and whatever we're talking about. It's a little matchmaker that lives in our head. And we know that to be true, and so if that is true, then whatever we're thinking about, whatever we're talking about, it's matching and it's looking for. So if I have a chronic story that I'm telling that sounds like my husband is so messy, he leaves his socks everywhere, he's so messy, he's always leaves stuff around, my RAS, my reticular activating system says, got it, Dana. This is important to you. You think about it a lot. I'm on the lookout. I'm going to look for more of that because I'm your RAS, I'm your best friend, I am your best support system, and so my job is to make you right. My job is to look for evidence that you're right. So I'm going to look for evidence all day, every day, that he is messy and that he does leave his socks everywhere because that's my job. So the stories that we have about people, we have them, you know, not in a bubble. Like, there's a reason we started thinking these things. We noticed the first time somebody was negative or messy or not supportive. And then we started to go, wow, maybe this is something I didn't know about this person. And we start to look for it more and more. And when we're not really paying attention to what we're thinking, we get on a roll and our reticular activating system kicks in and we start to see it more and more and more. So the good news is we can bring it to our awareness, which is what we're doing right now, and realize, oh my gosh, I have been telling that story. I have been telling that story about my husband. I've been telling the story that he's negative and he's got a bad physical condition, so he's crabby and he's in a bad mood. And I do see him like that, and I don't know when it started, but I did notice it. And now I can see where I've been giving it too much attention, and I've been paying attention to it more and more. And so it makes sense that my Raz is looking for it. So this is the, like, angel's parting hurrah step. I'll call it the angel's parting step. Hurrah! I've just woke up. I've become aware. I realize that this is going on. So now, step two, we have to decide if we want to change it. And specifically, if we want to change it with our mindset. Because whatever we think, the brain is going to match up. And so we just have to decide, like, is this something we want to change our thinking on? Is it something we want to change our thinking on? People sometimes think that being a brain trainer means that you just walk around all day long, happy, happy, blissed out, turn the other cheek, let people walk all over you, and then you think, like, oh, they're just doing the best they can. They're just trying as hard as they can. I should just think nice thoughts about that person. Like, this is not what being a brain trainer is. Being a brain trainer means you have choices and you have different situations based on each individual different person and based on your life experience. You've got different preferences. I remember one time hearing a really well-known motivational speaker who was a male and very well-meaning and always has fantastic advice and somebody who I follow and really read a lot of this person's work. And he was saying at one point in a speech or in some engagement that we need to be softer. We don't need to be so strong. We all need to learn how to be softer. And he was using this term over and over again, be softer and don't be so hard and don't be so strong and don't be so firm. And I thought, you know, that's really good advice for many people who are raised male in this culture. Not all of them, but many who are raised male in this culture, they could stand to be softer. But for many women in this culture, they need to learn sometimes, some of them, how to be firmer, how to be stronger, how to draw better boundaries, how to draw lines and make those kinds of decisions. And so male or female, there's a variety of different kind of men and there's a variety of different kind of women and there's a variety of people, no matter which culture they're raised in or what their parents are like or what their birth order is or their astrology sign or, you know, all of these different factors go into who we are. And so there is no list that says, here's how to be. And if you aren't this way, then you are less holy. If you aren't this way, then you are not following the righteous path. If you're not this way, you're a bad person. You know, we're all just banging around trying to figure it out. And so you need to decide for yourself, is this something I want to think differently about? Is this something I would like to use my mind to think differently about this situation, because the reticular activating system is matching it up. So, if you decide, yes, I want to think differently about this, then you must train your brain. This is the ticket. And it seems challenging sometimes. If your husband has been messy, it's hard to start going, oh, my husband's so neat and he puts everything away all the time, right? It's hard to make that shift. I know that because this other thing has been right in front of your face for a long time. And so let's use this exact situation. This husband has been negative. And if he's been negative and if he's got a physical disposition that hasn't been so good because of his abilities, then how can I talk about the current situation in a way that feels better? How can I start to say those gentle sentences that sound like, okay, he hasn't always been like this, and he has it in him to be positive. And I've seen him feeling positive about things, like when his sports team is winning, or when he's woodworking, or when he's doing this thing he loves. And he has been positive in the past, and I'm going to make it a game, and I'm going to be on the lookout for positive things. And I'm going to start to say to myself that he's starting to get it, just because it makes me laugh and it's kind of funny to imagine him starting to get law of attraction. I'm going to start to say, I think he's getting it, or he seems to be getting it. And I'm doing this not because I am trying to change him, but because it's a little brain experiment that I want to play with and try. So I'm just playing with this and trying it because it feels fun. And whether he changes or whether he doesn't, it doesn't matter. I'm doing it because it sounds like a fun thing to do, like a fun little experiment. So I'm going to start saying, I've noticed something's changing. I've noticed something shifting. I knew there was a different side in there. I like that we're multifaceted. I like that we all have good days and bad days. I like that things are changing for him. I like that things are changing for me. I like thinking this thought better than the other thought. It's a better feeling in my body to think the thought that he's shifting and he's changing and things are getting better for him and things are getting easier. That's a more feel-good thought than the other thought. So I like practicing it and seeing how it works. So as you start to do that, and if you do it for 72 hours, like really intentionally, not trying to make something happen, but just for the sheer fun of it, you will have the reticular activating system kick in about 72 hours, and you will start to see the evidence that it's working. And if you like this and you want more details on this, because you might say, well, I thought I was listening to an entrepreneurial podcast, and what does this have to do? Well, guess what? We have all sorts of messages about our partners that have to do with they don't support our business, or I feel guilty because they're making more than I am. All these things that affect the growth of our business. Not to mention that if you are feeling bad thoughts, it's detrimental to business growth. Because what do we know? Being happy works. Feeling good works. So I mentioned that there's a final tip that I want to give you here. So I want to leave you with this thought. Before I do, let me remind you that if you go to danaclass.com, you will be able to tap into the latest free training I've got that kind of takes everything I talk about on the podcast to the next level. Okay, so danaclass.com, go in, it's free, my favorite price, and you will be able to take and jump from what we're talking about here and take it to the whole new level. The final tip I want to give you is that no one can stand in your way. Nobody can stand in your way. Nobody's negative thought will sabotage you or block you from success or has the power to make you feel negative. Only you have the power to make you feel negative. And so only you have the power to make you feel positive. Your thoughts help you to feel positive or negative. And if you're thinking negative thoughts, like my husband is so negative, it feels bad. So stop it. And we can't stop it, of course, but instead replace it with thoughts that feel good. When you get fired up and you get positive and you are on fire about your business and what's happening and your life and your everyday listing things that are working for you and listing why things are going right for you and gratitude and all of those things, you are unstoppable and nothing can put that fire out. There is no amount of water that can quell, is that a word, can stop your passion. All right. Have some fun with this. I can't wait to hear the reports back, and enjoy and keep those positive mantras flowing, because you've totally got this.
Well, I don't know if this is the right analogy, but it's like kind of like being drunk and like you got to get into your house. You know, like, okay, just walk up the walkway, you know, one foot in front of the other.
Holy frijoles, right?
Oh, they'll get my smile later. Later they'll think back. That crazy lady was smiling.
You're doing the dishes and he's playing the banjo.
We're talking fresh from your juicer.
Each day is a new life we can create.
And not looking at your smartphone or thinking about your next meeting, but just listening to people.
If you're aware that we own a monkey.
Because we're all about joy here at the Mind Aware, right?